Come on, come on, everybody. 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 Come on, come on, everybody.
Hello. This is Derek Shapiro of the Derek Shapiro Show, of course, here on UFO Radio, actually. Hello, Rola. How are you today?
Fine.
And London, my daughter's in the studio, too. How are you?
Good.
That's great. Today on the show, we're going to have so many great topics. Today on the show, we're going to talk about, we're going to talk about, like, difference between scary movies. You like scary movies, huh, Rola?
Yeah. I don't like, I love.
You love them. I love action comedy.
Yeah, I like scary movies, too.
You like scary movies, but you're five. Well, I don't know. I mean, you do like scary movies. I like action ones, you know, and I like comedy ones, of course, because you know me, I'm
Daddy,
a funny guy.
Daddy, but you don't like cartoons.
I do like. Oh, that's a good thing too. We'll talk about cartoon movies too. I'm gonna talk about. Now, Rola, you were saying about this. You want to talk about how you want models shouldn't be the typical 5'9", right? 5'9". You think a model should be 5 feet, 4 inches, right?
I didn't say that. I said I want to break. I just want to break the typical, you know, 5'9" type thing. I want to bring in 5'4", like my height.
Well, we'll talk about that too. I don't know if I agree with that, but we're going to talk about that too. Plus, we have a sports segment. What are we going to talk about in sports later?
All about the Yankees and the teams I like.
Okay, and we're going to be talking about just different stuff. I want to play a segment of my mentor,
check.
Mike Butts, of course,
check.
Coming up.
Check.
And London is drawing in the studio. What are you drawing, London, by the way?
Some stuff.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, since the last radio show that we did in the studio, the last one, volume 2, this is volume 3, of course.
It was boring. Hooting the Blowfish and Mike Butts always consist of that.
Why? Wait a second. Why do you think that's boring, though? Mike Butts and Hootie.
It's like sipping on a soda you really don't like.
Uh-huh. Actually, I made a mistake. I said that.
Somebody don't like it.
I made a mistake the last radio show.
Don't like it.
Okay, hold on for a second, London. I made a mistake last time, the last radio show. I saw Mike Butts is in Indiana, Indiana, whatever. But he's in Iowa, Des Moines, Iowa. He's Mike Butts. I email him all the time. So, and since the last radio show, London celebrated her 5th birthday. Happy birthday, London.
Thank you.
Boo.
Why do you say boo?
Mom, just please, Mommy, just please, don't say that. Mom, don't say that.
Okay.
Again. Please,
so, Rola, you're in weird form today, aren't you, Rola?
Don't ever going to do.
Boo.
Okay.
Mommy,
well, anyway, London, where was your birthday, by the way, London?
At Chuck E. Cheese. At Chuck E. Cheese.
And who'd you invite there?
Jerry Janela.
And Stan.
And Stan.
I'm glad it was boys there.
Yes. Yeah. Why not girls?
Because my mommy don't like
I tend to get along with guys better than girls.
And so how can I get along with me then?
Because my mommy don't ever just don't play with me anymore.
Also too, I want to say happy birthday to my sister Stacy Shapiro. I told her 16th too.
Because I don't like her.
She's a girl.
Because I can't do enough about her. Because her don't play with me. Stacy don't play with me. And my mom don't play with me anymore.
She's as corny as you are.
Okay.
Yeah.
But anyway,
my mom got that kind of kid.
I just want to say the producer in the show today. There's a lot of Derek's on the team over here.
So be quiet.
Well, hold on, London. Okay. There's a lot of Derek's on the team over here. Not just me, Derek Shapiro, but there's Derek Bear and Derek Montan. Hello to them out there.
So,
yes. So, in addition to that, I'm going to play our first song. We're going to play Rola. And this is Pawtucket Bus Rider, of course, produced by the one I manage.
My brother, Jay Rhythm. Thank you. I'll introduce
him. Thank you,
Jay Rhythm.
Okay. Pawtucket Bus Ride. Here is Rola.
Thank you for everybody.
Rola.
Rola. UFO Radio.
Rola.
On the ride back home, I see this girl sitting alone. She asked if I had a cell phone. I said yes, so she couldn't make a phone call. On the bus ride, she started to cry, saying that she didn't know how to get home. But I saw she was lost and telling her biz, and no one really paid attention to her.
Alone in the cold, talking about her daughter and how much she'd like to be with her. I'm asking her where she's coming from tonight. She says the bar, and of course she got lost tonight. Oh, 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 I alone in the cold, staring at the floor, eyes moving all around because she's lost. My stop is coming close. She's rambling on and how much she'd like to go home. I looked at her just once again and she told me to have a safe one. This weird feeling came over me inside, thinking back on the things that she said tonight and worrying most about a little girl at home. Alone and looks cold, staring at the floor, eyes moving all around because she's lost. A needful stare for care, so she talks out loud and doesn't care. A wishful look for someone to care, and I'm the one who cares.
International Video and More, 611 Charles Street, Providence, Rhode Island, 02809. In the back, it's Throwback Clothing. They have clothing, sneakers, hats, ringtones, wallpapers, custom t-shirts. In International Video and More, they have new releases, cost $3.50 for 4 days, library movies, $2 for 7 days, with free merchandise, with credit card or license. Movies from India, Hindi films, Spanish films. So go to Throwback Clothing and International Video and More at 611 Charles Street, Providence, Rhode Island, 82809. Their phone number is 401-272-0033. Vacashawal Pizza Deli Bakery. Go to 1227 Atwood Avenue in Johnston or 100 East Street off of Pontiac Avenue in Cranston. Ask about our catering as well. They have bologna sandwiches, ham, honey, ham Italian sandwiches, Parma ham Italian, ham Polish, and they have, pizza. They have prepared foods. They have pizza to make a home, party pizza. So go to Focaccia Pizza Deli Bakery, 1227 Atwood Avenue, Johnston. The phone number is 942-0348, or in Cranston at 100 East Street off of Pontiac Avenue, 401-463-2800. Focaccia World Pizza Deli and Bakery. We're back here on the Derek Shapiro Show here in UFO Radio.
Liven up your commercials.
And Cause
why do you say that?
Because got to
they
do.
They sound
it.
Dead.
Dead.
But no way we got because got to do. We got to see Charles cause my days.
Are we in a Chinese restaurant? I need an egg roll, please, and some sweet and sour chicken.
Oh yeah, wait. Chicken nugget and fries.
Okay, this ketchup, is not burger.
Like last up.
Okay,
yeah,
now fries. Roll up. You were saying about scary movies. Why do you like scary movies the best?
I like stuff that, I don't know, gets your mind... I mean, not necessarily saying that comedy shows don't get your mind thinking, but I like stuff that you go to bed and it leaves your mind really wondering.
Okay.
We go to bed, you got to stink and stink, because you got to
But you could have nightmares from the scary movies.
But you got to go...
No, not necessarily.
No.
It gives me ideas just to scare you.
Just me. Because everybody don't like your movies. Well, scary movies or sad movies.
So, tell me some scary movies that you like, Rola.
I like Scream. Oh, there's a new movie out that's Fog. I want to see that.
Oh, Fog. I did see the commercial.
Oh, yes.
Excuse me. I want to see Saw 2.
Excuse me.
You know, shit like that.
What's Saw 2? What is Saw 2? Wait, Linda.
These people are in a basement or some shit. I don't know.
Wait, in a basement?
Yeah, like this guy locks them up and I don't know. And he's watching them on a TV or something like that. It just, it really freaks me out, so I want to go see it, yeah.
And what are some other scary movies that you like?
Because,
I like old stuff, too, like,
Wait a second.
Something Werewolf in London or something like that. And you know, real good stuff.
Now,
and I like...
And you like cartoon movies.
Yes, because I like...
The Lion King?
Yeah, let's sing around and sing Barney tunes.
I love you, you love me. What?
I like scary movies and sad movies and...
What's some sad movies?
I like Barney.
That's sad?
Yeah. Yeah, it is sad if adult has a watch it with
him. I like,
What about...
That's like getting around a campfire and singing Kumbaya, but we're going to sing, I love you.
Whatever, because, and I like Marnie.
Barney, not Marnie.
You already stressed that.
Wait.
Excuse me.
How about the old cartoons like Bugs Bunny and Transformers and G.I. Joe?
That's old school.
Yeah, she don't know
also
stuff
too, I like Back to the Future, of course, from Michael J. Fox. But you don't like that movie. How come you like Back to the Future?
Corny.
That's action.
Oh, yeah, I like corny.
You like corny movies? Yes. Okay.
Yeah, that's as corny as it will get.
No. Biff, get your damn hands off of her.
Biff, get your damn off her.
You shouldn't say that. But anyway, you're fine. I also like...
She's around two adults that... Or two parents that swear. What do you
say? And Somebody Got to Do It.
I also like action movies like True Lies with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, see stuff like that.
I got some...
Let me tell you a funny story.
I am now governor of California.
Let me tell you a funny story. When Arnold Schwarzenegger was taping the True Lies here in Newport, Rhode Island, I went down there, and I was in Newport at the time. And that's only London dropping her headphones. But anyway, I was in Newport.
Yeah, you shouldn't do that.
I was in Newport.
Do you guys understand how much studio equipment is?
Yes. I was starstruck, okay, by Arnold Schwarzenegger, okay? And a van almost ran over my foot. This close, run over my foot. Like just so close, run over my foot. Because I was starstruck of seeing Arnold Schwarzenegger. And it was funny because when I met Patrick Kennedy back when he was campaigning last year, I mentioned, says, so do you think your cousin... you know, Arnold Schwarzenegger, do you think the Kennedys are helping out the situation?
Oh, God.
But he says Maria's... It's all because of Maria Shriver that Arnold Schwarzenegger got elected, you know what I'm saying?
Why?
It's a lot of reasons why things happen to husbands because of the wives.
Oh, really?
So you think this video shall be popular because of you?
Why?
Why we gotta do that? Because the cats are going trauma.
No, maybe because they're hearing Mousy.
Mousy. That's what your name should be, Mousy, for the radio.
Wait.
London.
Why we gotta do that all the time?
This is not the London Shapiro show.
What are you talking about?
Why we gotta do that all the time?
What are you talking about?
Why we gotta do that all the time?
So bottom line, you like scary movies. I like action.
Wait. I love scary movies, but I like, it has to be an excellent comedy, an excellent action. Like, for example, Gone in 60 Seconds. That's a beautiful action.
Yes, I like that movie.
I want to say something.
London.
Why we gotta do that?
What is that movie with, the guy, Ben Affleck in the airplane movie?
Oh, what movie is that? It's the airplane movie? Faith Hill song. Armageddon.
No, not Faith Hill was on the soundtrack.
Oh, Pearl Harbor.
That's right. That's excellent.
Now we have to go into a song, Ashley. This next song is by the group Tangents. They're from New Jersey. I met them on Thea Street. I got the CD. So I was going to play them last time on the other Volume 2 of Dara Shapiro's show, but we'll play them now. It's called Everything Is As It Seems. Tangents, it's called. Here's Tangents on UFO Radio on The Derek Shapiro Show.
Love lies behind such plain walls. Everything is as it seems, so much better in our mind. Living is honor among thieves, burning inside our paper skin. Throwing the ashes to the wind, moving forward, where it's been. And everything is as it seems, so much better in our
to Airport Convenience, 1692 Warwick Avenue in Warwick, Rhode Island. We have Asian groceries, cheapest cigarettes in town, and we accept credit cards and food stamps. So come visit us at Airport Convenience, 1692 Warwick Avenue, Warwick, Rhode Island. We could call us up at 401-737-9080. Domestic violence is closer than you think. If you're a doctor, a lawyer, man or woman, young or old, you can be a victim. Domestic violence is closer than you think. Please call 1-800-494-8100. Sponsored by Rhode Island Coalition Against Domestic Violence, NBC10, turn210.com, Blue Cross Blue Shield of Rhode Island, Citizens Bank Foundation, The Providence Journal, The Derek Shapiro Show, and the New England Gas Company. All right, we're back here on The Derek Shapiro Show, of course, here on UFO Radio. And now we're going to be talking about... Yeah. Models. Now, you say that the typical model is, of course, 5'5".
It's always 5'9", or if not taller.
Okay, but you think that they should be 5'4". Why?
I think they should break that stereotypical, you know, it's just boring after a while. I mean...
Why?
Because I got a nice body, and I can look just as well as them.
Well, of
I'm
course.
Very petite, but the only thing is just my height. You know what I mean? I'm very skinny. Just the baggy clothes hide the real body, but... like I said, I want to bring in 5'4 models, and you know, and they're always having like black and white chicks. I want to bring in like some beautiful Asian chicks, you know, spice it up a little.
Well, the thing is, you're a model in my book automatically, okay?
Yeah, it really doesn't matter about what about that. That's just because you're married. I think every guy that's married or has a girlfriend, they're gonna say that about their girlfriend. Now, if you break up, on the other hand, it'll be a different story.
Wow.
So let's get on another subject.
No, wait a second. but you really think they should change the rules on this?
Well, they don't have to change the rules. It's just they should, like, you know what I mean? Like, spice it up. You know what I mean?
Well, I mean...
It's like eating a hamburger with no spice.
So do you think really the height has a lot to do with it being a model?
If you got big breasts and shit, you know.
Now, why do you think big breasts? Why do you think that? Why do you think that's a reason to be a model? Why do you think that's a
Oh, you gotta be so drop dead gorgeous.
Why do you think that is?
I don't know.
But the thing is, you know, they should really think about that. You know, I agree with you, Ashley, on that at that point. You know, because they should. Everybody doesn't look like that. You know, so look at Roseanne. Do you think Roseanne should be a model? Roseanne Barr.
You could be a model any size you are. They just, it's like you know, they put fat chicks in a category and all that. It should be all mixed up. You know what I mean? Like a bag of jelly beans.
So not just like the Fabios too, and the male ones, and the male, not just the Fabios. Okay, what about me? I could be a model. Do you think so?
Yeah.
No, but seriously, I mean, stereotypical models is Fabio. Or like Sylvester Stallone was a model back in his day.
Like I think a hot guy, you know what I mean, is just whatever, you know what I mean, whatever.
A lot of these male models
and a chick
have to
is
be
whatever, you know what I mean. That's a true model, whatever.
Like people would pick Fabio versus
whatever, man.
Versus Tom Arnold, you know, Tom Arnold, Roseanne's ex-husband.
Yeah.
People pick Claudia Schiffer versus Roseanne Barr. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You know why is that? You know what I'm saying?
I don't know.
You know, people will pick Jay Rhythm over me. You know what I'm saying? You know, of course, you know.
Nah, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. Everybody's put in a category.
I mean, the thing is, I had trouble getting girls before I met you, Rolo, of course. You know what I'm saying? But, see, the thing is.
Why was that?
Because, I don't know. I mean, I went up to people too abruptly, maybe.
No, it's just because, like I said, everybody's put in a category and they're looking for a specific one. Yeah. Like, guys that are guys that are just simple to me, they're hot. That's what I label hot.
Yeah, just like you too.
Like the two Derricks out there. Yeah.
Two Derricks out there?
Yeah.
Yeah, see? Derricks attract you, huh?
Yeah.
Derricks attract you. Well, we had to go into another song. I mean, we're talking about models, and next one we're
Derek talks. Eats liver.
Who's that? Which one? Which Derek? Derek Bear? Derek Martin? Or
the
Derek
one
Shapiro?
I'm looking at.
Me?
Yeah,
me?
You.
Why liver?
You suck.
Oh, thank you. But anyway, I don't like chopped liver, though.
Bite
my grandmother loves chopped liver.
Ass.
Okay, we had to go into the song, and when we come out of the song, we'll be talking about a sports segment with Rolla, of course. Now I want to play another song by you, Rolla, with you did the Jace out of One Socket.
Jiggy.
Well, Jiggy, but it's his Jace.
Oh, yeah, you owe me an apology. I want the world, the international world, the whole world. My husband, Derek Shapiro, owes me an apology from last night, and he knows what he did.
Okay. Anyway, we'll come back to that. I'm going to have
callers call in.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that after the song. But this is a request we have, okay? There's some caller from Christine. Christine from Barrington requested Rolla.
Oh, I know who.
Okay, you do.
Yeah.
Okay, requested this song.
She didn't want her last name on.
Okay, Rolla and Jace is actually from Cynthia Rain CD. It's called Sincere.
Mom.
You can check out Cynthia Rain at myspace.com.
That's right.
And it's called It's So Hard by Rolla and Jace. Here it is now on UFO Radio on the Derek Shapiro Show.
Yo, I'm on point with it. You can take it to the bank, hit the teller, get a mill for an even exchange. 23 years a veteran, music medicine. And if the lyrics I spit is a crime, this song's evidence. More or less, I'll be blessed till the day that I pass. Hopefully my coffin's cushioned with cash, but it's aight though. I'm still here spitting the truth. Hopefully my words penetrate the minds of the youth. I hope that one day drugs is gone. Because my parents been addicted to drugs for so long, it's so wrong. But still my eyes ball like a waterfall, wishing that pops never got introduced to alcohol. I thank God my grandmother chose to adopt me. Without that, I don't think I'd still have a heartbeat. So hard living this life. God forgive me and change all my wrongs to rights. And yo, my back's against the wall, I'm so fed up. Best friends are enemies now, feels like a setup. And every step I take in this life, it got me thinking I'm a grown man, gots to make visual plans. Gotta step back, evaluate life, conquer reality. Forget about the negative thoughts that try to battle me. Retaining my focus on the lyrical course, navigating to the sound so I can't get lost. Trying to be the best man that I can, cause all the physical interpretates the mental within. Psychology brought knowledge to me, got me thinking again. Ain't no good that really comes from confessing your sins. Live with it, son, until you learn to surpass. Ain't no need in letting people know the dirt in your past. Like releasing that you got cash and where it gets stashed. If you end up getting burnt for it, that's your ass. And every day's a new lesson, please don't let it pass.
It's